I'm fascinated about the movies and series that are getting released in theaters and OTT platforms. Normally, I'm more excited about the plot, the celebrities, and creative people behind these films. But recently, I started thinking about the impact of GST and income tax while making a movie and its release. Out of curiosity, I did some research. I thought of sharing some information regarding the impact of GST and income tax on film industry. Hey everyone, this is Ashisha here. Let's take a ride from the inception of an idea for a film in the pre-production, production and post-production till the film is released to the general public. The starting point of a movie or series is the development of story ideas in the minds of director or writer. Of course, GST or income tax is not involved in this phase. Just kidding. These two giants will come to play once the financial transaction begins. Agreements are to be executed with the artists and technicians at the early stages of film production. The agreements or the contracts should be mentioning the applicability of GST as well as the income tax provisions. GST input credit can account for a significant portion of payment, and this input credit can be claimed and utilized only if we obtain proper GST invoices. Similarly, payments without deducting TDS can result in several disallowances, which results in incurring an excess cost. Once a movie is completed, there comes another income tax compliance, which is not so popular among the general public, but still is very important. As per Section 285B of the Income Tax Act, a person carrying on the production of a cinematograph film shall intimate the income tax department about the details of all payments above Rs. 50,000 made to a single person by filing the Form 52A. The compliance is very important because the penalty of non-compliance is Rs. 100 per day of default without any upper limit. For example, if the movie's production has been completed on November 21, 2021, then the Form 52A is to be filed within 30 days from that day, that is before December 21, 2021. For instance, let's assume that the Form 52A is not filed and the Income Tax Department scrutinizes this during 2025 December. Here, there is a delay of 1,460 days, resulting in a penalty of Rs. 1,46,000. Once a movie is completed and ready for release, the various rights such as the music rights, the satellite rights, the OTT rights and theatre rights are sold to generate revenue. The sale of these rights are liable to GST at the rate of 12%, from which the GST input credits availed earlier during the production stage can be set off. The GST on the sale of rights outside India is zero rated, being an export of service. There is an element of double taxation that should be avoided in this industry. This can be elaborated with the help of another example. Suppose a movie is released on the OTT platform Amazon Prime, which streams the movie all across the world. The revenue generated for streaming the movie in the USA is subject to withholding tax at 30%, which is a significant portion. If the tax relief is not claimed in India for this portion, we may end up paying the tax both in US as well as in India for the same income, which results in a tax outlay exceeding 60% on the OTT revenue from the USA. The relief from these instances of double taxation shall be taken by going through the provisions of the Double Taxation Avoidance Agreement between the USA and India. Further GST is applicable on streaming revenue collected by the OTT platforms at the rate of 18%, which is classified as Online Information Database Access and Retrieval, aka OIDR services. These are the informations that I found out in my research on the film industry. I hope I was able to present them to you in simple terms. I'll see you in the next video. Till then, bye.